Connecting our city and South Cambridgeshire. Cambridge 105 Radio.
Well, I was born in the kitchen. I was born with a ladle in my mouth, sitting on the kitchen countertops, just watching my father cook, and my mother was always front of the house, but I was obsessed with it.
This is Alex. He and his father are professional cooks. The family hail from France. The father, Reggie, worked in the Michelin restaurants on the continent before moving to the UK 30 years ago to learn English and to run a business here, the Great House in Lebanon, which is featured in the top 50 longest-lasting establishments in the Good Food Guide, and it's won Michelin forks and AA rosettes.
The great thing of working with him is really the fact that he's got experience. He's had 3, 4, 5 successful restaurants in the past. He knows how tough the market is. It's not a family business where you've got the mother working in the back making the pastry and the sister in the front making front of the house as well. Although it would be great doing that, it's just it's not our goal. And our goal is to bring forward Amélie.
Amélie, that's the name of this business.
So it's Amélie Flemkus Restaurants with an S at the end because we're ambitious. Often we'll say Amélie Restaurants because it's Amélie. A lot of people do just say Amélie Restaurants because Flemkus is still a word that's not known to them. Or Amélie Flemkus as we call it in the family. Amélie being named after my sister.
There's that word again, Flemkus. What is Flemkus?
So here I am behind the counter with Alex, and you're just about to make some.
So I'm going to make a Flemkus. I'll make the authentic, which is the most traditional one that we have. We start off with the base, which is flour, water, a little bit of rapeseed oil, and nothing else. There's no yeast or anything. Unlike quite often people will see a pizza. And visually it does look a lot like pizza, but it's going to be a lot lighter and a lot thinner, and you get a lot more flavours from the top.
So like a pizza, but not actually a pizza. This is made with dough rolled very, very thin, and it cooks rapidly. They therefore translate Flemkus as French fire bread.
After that, I've put on creme fraiche. So it's creme fraiche seasoned with a bit of salt and pepper, and it's a low-fat creme fraiche as well. Low-fat's always better, cooks better, and is a lot lighter on your body. Next, we have some very thin smoked bacon. We spread that all on top. So traditionally in Alsace in the 14th century, what bakers used to do to test their ovens out, they would roll a very, very thin piece of bread dough. And the bread dough would be so thin that the second it would cook, the bakers would know that their ovens were ready to start cooking their bread. Realizing after a while that they were wasting a piece of bread, they were like, okay, well, let's use this to eat. Let's do something with it. But it's so, we need to cover it with something so that it's nice to eat. And being in Alsace where there's nothing but pigs, cows, grass and flour, so they got some cream from the cows and some pork from the pigs, and that was it. That was when the Flemkus originated from. So unlike pizza, which was very much on a tomato base in the Mediterranean, these completely different flavours. This is a very rustic dish from Alsace and kind of went dead for a while and is now starting to be rejuvenated, especially in France, Germany, Austria. It's very, very popular over there. And then finally, we cover it with a bit of Gruyère cheese. Gruyère being a bit sweeter than your traditional cheddar, a bit more flavour than mozzarella. And that's it. That is literally the authentic.
Okay.
Goes in the oven, cooks for 90 seconds, and it's with you. From ordering it to it being in front of you, we're looking at not more than 3 minutes.
And in that time, the oven has to be super hot, doesn't it?
Yeah. So the oven is at about 330 degrees normally. These are pizza ovens, stone-baked pizza ovens. It does cook, but they're very delicate. Hence, we called it after my sister, because she's very delicate as a girl.
There we go. And here is the finished product.
You just slice it up. Cambridge itself loves to have chains, makes it a little bit more difficult for smaller people to come in.
With the goal of making Flemkus a household name, Alex and his father searched 150 sites around England before settling on Cambridge, and a new initiative set up by the Grafton Centre to welcome in independent food businesses.
We had the opportunity with this unit where they didn't really want to trust us, and they felt like independence would be a good side, especially on this side of Cambridge, and we thought we'd go for it, really. So originally we were actually thinking of opening maybe something meaty, but Flemkus kept on coming up and we had this passion for Flemkus. We love the idea of this flatbread that's a lot lighter than pizza, but a lot of flavour still. It's a little bit healthier, you feel that it's a lot lighter, you don't feel bloated afterwards because there's no yeast in it.
Does it feel very different to everything that your parents have done so far? And also your father's reaction to this, because, you know, it's not a restaurant per se, it is.
Ah. No, but you're right, it's true. It's very difficult. We were they're used to white tablecloths and fine glassware and a French style of service. But here, yeah, it's very different. But it's the environment we wanted to go in. We wanted to completely scrap everything. The benefit here for any employee or any customer is that you don't have to think too much. When you walk in, you have a very restricted wine list, because quite often, if you just want to have a quick, nice meal, it's what's the house wine? So we've got a couple of whites, a couple of reds, and one rosé. Same with the beers. The glasses are all the same, so that you don't have to train the waiter and be like, okay, this is for this, this is for that. It's just simple. And the glassware is actually for wine. It's just got no stem. It's a Spanish tapas glass. There's the nicest feeling, and I think anyone you ask in hospitality, whether you're born in it or whether you have a passion for it, is when you give someone a dish, and it does sound very cliche, but it's true. When you give someone a dish and they have their first bite and they look up to whoever they're eating with, look up and smile. And they know, you just know that you've done something right. And I think anyone in hospitality is going to agree with that. And I think if you've got that feel inside of you and you've got that passion to make someone smile like that, then it's a good industry for you. And yeah, you're willing to put the hours in. We are participating in Eat Cambridge. Again, another thing that the independents in Cambridge are doing, and I think it's fantastic to be part of. I know that on the main event, my father will be talking with Alex Rushmer, Rosie Sykes, Tristan Welsh, and Liz Young. And that's a panel discussion. My father's really looking forward to being part of that. He loves a good panel. He loves a good discussion. And our event, which is on the 23rd of May, it's an evening event from 6:30. We'll have a couple of drinks, start off with... It's just for people to discover Flemkusch. We'll be doing a selection of 10 different Flemkusch. My father will be talking in between. I mean, he's a lot better at talking than I am. He's got a French accent. 10 different types of Flemkusch, taking you through a journey of how we first started to where we got to, and really showing how the Flemkusch is authentically in Alsace. We do have the authentic Flemkusch on the menu, but even that has been elaborated a little bit to be suited to the British market. Alsatians often come here and they think, well, it's not really an authentic, but it is. Look, I mean, you've got to sell what people like. Whether you've got an idea or concept in mind, you've got to make sure that when you're selling it, people are actually happy to buy it. And where you come from, you know that product so well, and that authenticity, you're always going to produce it with love and passion. And that's what my father did at the Great House and all his restaurants. They always had the French flair. All the service was French, all the chefs were French. It was French cooking, but with English ingredients. Everything was British. And I think that just was a really good mix, because you had all these local flavours, but cooked a bit differently.
So Alex, thanks very much. We are here at Amelie at the far end of the Grafton Centre. This is up on the first floor, just opposite the cinema entrance. Your opening times?
Every day from 11:30 for coffees and little nibbles from 10:30. And during the week, we are open till 8. And Fridays and Saturdays, 9. And then on a Sunday, 5:30.
Lovely. Thank you very much, Alex.
Thank you very much.